Bed bugs are becoming more of a problem across Arkansas. Jonathan Rees from our partner station KASU in Jonesboro takes a look at why bed bug populations are sharply rising inside the state's borders.
The United States is one of many countries that are seeing an explosion in the numbers of bed bugs. While Arkansas is not seeing as many as neighboring states, officials with the Arkansas Department of Health report that bed bug populations are increasing statewide. In the mid-1900s, bed bugs were kept under control, but Dr. Susan Weinstein with the Department of Health says resistance has played a role in bed bugs coming back.
We used to have lots of bed bugs in the United States, but in the 40s and 50s, they were practically eliminated with the use of DDT and chemicals like that. Those chemicals are no longer allowed, and so bed bugs have come back for that reason and several other reasons. All across the United States, we are seeing many more bed bugs. Now, Arkansas, thankfully, is a few years behind the rest of the country, and so we're now just beginning to see more issues, but other states have been seeing this for the last 5 or 10 years.
Bed bugs are small, flat insects that range from 1 to 7 millimeters in length. They're reddish-brown in color, and their shape makes the bed bug an expert in hiding. Entomologist with the University of Arkansas Division of Agriculture, Dr. Tanya McKay.
These are small insects that are blood feeders. They are usually found in dark crevices, in your cracks and crevices of your hardwood floors, in hotel rooms, behind baseboards. They love to come out at night. They're very nocturnal. And that is when they need a blood meal to feed. There are three species, however, the ones that we are most associated with them here in North America, here in the U.S., is Simix lectularis. They can also be found in chicken houses. Here in Arkansas, I know chicken houses are prevalent in those areas. Also associated with bats.
What attracts the bed bug to a particular environment is the same thing that you're attracted to: comfortable indoor settings. Bed bugs have been tracked to humans as far back as 400 BC. Greece and Italy had bed bugs in 71 AD. Around the world, bed bugs have lived with humans because they can live in the same indoor climate you live in, regardless of whether it is summer or winter outside. About 100 years ago, Arkansas received a bad reputation on several fronts. Travelers found the state hard to get to and not as attractive as other states in the Union. Arkansas was also hit by tough economic times and was also struck by bed bugs, as evidenced in this 1941 recording of starving to death on a government claim.
How happy am I when I crawl into bed with rattlesnakes rattling just under my head, and the gay little bedbug so cheerful and bright, he keeps me a-going two-thirds of the night.
Sung by Vance Randolph, this song was written in 1917 by C.C. Bayer of Little Rock, and it expressed the hardships of the early pioneer settler. Dr. Bill Clements is professor of English and folklore at Arkansas State University in Jonesboro and tells about the negative connotation the bedbug had on Arkansas life at that time.
Bedbugs are usually associated with poverty and the resulting maybe lack of sanitation, sort of living in squalor in general. And those may have been actually characteristics of Arkansas during its frontier days, as well as other parts of the world and that were somewhat remote from civilization. Arkansas may have taken the rap a little bit more than some other places for bed bugs and for other evidences of squalor.
Infestations of bed bugs usually are found in places like hotels, apartments, nursing homes, hospitals, dorm rooms, and even cruise ships. Entomologist Dr. Tanya McKay says the bed bug's ability to hide makes infestations easy and eradications difficult.
Once you have them, they're very, very difficult to get rid of. The issue is because they're going to be in those backboards, the areas that you can't apply an insecticide. You can't vacuum those areas up. And that's where they're going to be going in to hide during the evening, during the daytime, and then coming out at night. And so that's because of their behavior is what makes them very difficult in order to get rid of.
Bed bugs are usually transported from place to place as people travel. They travel in the seams and folds of luggage, overnight bags, folded clothes, and anywhere they can hide. The Arkansas Department of Health says the only inspections and investigations that are done for bed bugs are conducted in hotels and motels. Dr. Susan Weinstein says regular inspections of a hotel's kitchen take place, and health department officials do full inspections of hotels and motels if complaints are made about suspected bed bugs. Weinstein says thorough inspections of rooms are made at the time they arrive.
If they are found in a hotel or a motel, those rooms are closed for rental, and we also inspect adjacent rooms, as well as if it's more than one floor, we go a floor above and a floor below. And so they keep inspecting until they have two or three rooms on either side where they see no evidence of bed bugs. And any rooms that have bed bugs are closed for rental until the hotel or motel owner or manager can provide documentation that the rooms have been treated for bed bugs.
Many people may not realize they're carrying bed bugs with them until it is too late. Dr. Weinstein tells what you can do in a hotel room to prevent bed bugs coming home with you after your vacation.
Well, it's kind of hard to prevent something you didn't see coming. It's very difficult. Suppose you have a child in elementary school who hangs his backpack and jacket up on a hook next to every other kid, and one little child might have bed bugs at home that have hitchhiked on their backpack or jacket, so you can bring them home. I think the important thing to do is to recognize them early and work on them right away before you get a major infestation.
If you suspect you have bed bugs, Dr. Weinstein suggests taking sheets, blankets, and other fabric out of the suspected room and throw those items in the dryer for 30 minutes at the hottest setting. 113 degrees is the temperature that kills bed bugs. Vacuum around the bed and the headboard and footboards, and vacuum the carpets. Steam cleaning carpets can also help. Now, before you get totally freaked out about the possibility of having bed bugs, Dr. Weinstein says there are other insects that are more harmful than bed bugs are.
They suck blood. That's the only thing they eat is blood, and yet they don't transmit diseases. When you think about it, mosquitoes and ticks also suck blood, but they transmit lots of diseases. Yet we don't freak out if we get a mosquito in our house or our motel room. We don't think anything of it. We slap it and, you know, go about our business. But we do freak out if it's a bed bug. It's the creepy factor or the yuck factor of bed bugs. But in fact, they don't carry diseases. It is felt that bacteria and viruses do not multiply inside the bed bug.
From Jonesboro, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.